What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Jeremy.
Hey,
the
Rob.
Baltimore Orioles have had a winning record since Tony Mancino was taking over. I saw that the other night, other day when he played on the national broadcast. I think it was the Roku broadcast. Tony Mancino's had some injuries to deal with as well. What is he on? Catcher number six? And this will be catcher number six.
Yeah.
Got a sign from the Yankees. If he gets in, that's catcher number six, right?
Alex Jackson.
Yeah.
Wasn't he on the Tigers before? He's bounced around the league. I mean, even Jacob Stallings, the guy we talked about that you bring in, these are all guys that should be backup catchers. And the way it goes right now is that you have backup catchers are going to be playing for you until Adley comes back.
So what has to happen moving forward for him to convince Jeremy Kahn? Forget about everybody else. For him to convince Jeremy Kahn that he is the manager for 2026.
I think he's got to get to the playoffs.
So he's got to go that far for you.
I think he might have to make a run. I guess if he makes the playoffs, there might be some pressure to keep him. He's a baseball guy. He's a lifer, right? Like, we know that. But the fact of the matter is, with Manzolino, I don't know that that's... Elias wants to pick his guy, right? Do you think his hand is going to be forced here? I think he's going to pick whoever he wants unless they make a huge run.
If he does what you said...
Yeah.
Goes on a postseason run, his hand will be forced by that,
yeah.
Not upstairs. I mean, if you're Elias,
you'd be foolish.
And your team gets to the playoffs and wins a series, something they didn't do previously, and then this is the manager you get rid of.
And they were 10 games out or 10 games under 500.
You better get the next guy better get to the World Series. So for me, I just.
You like him a lot, though, right?
I like him as the third base coach, as the infield coach. I don't know if he's a CEO.
Okay.
I don't know if he's that guy.
And it's fair because we just haven't seen him do it. I mean, it's a short period of time now.
The Orioles have done what we expected the Orioles to do. They are the team that we thought they'd be now. Do we credit him for getting them back to being the team that they're supposed to be anyway? If he's spinning straw and making it into gold, then yeah. Yeah. I mean, if he took over in 2022 when the team went on that run, mm-hmm. and became the 500 team for the first time, then yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But what he's done was put them back on track. Right now they're playing the way that we expected them to play.
Anything less than the playoffs, and I don't think Mancelino's back.
Hey, what does Tony Mancelino have to do now to convince Ed Norris that he should be the manager in 2026?
They'd have to go to the postseason. It'd have to be like a really sharp turnaround where, you know, they're not going to win the division this, you know, far out. But they get a wild card, you know, bid. They advance. Because, I mean, even if it happens, because if they go in and they get swept like they have, you know, in and out the last couple of seasons,
yep.
nothing's changed.
Nothing's changed.
So I'm like,
he gets credit for putting the team back on track.
Yeah.
I agree with you, what you said. Jeremy, you said something that this is the reason why I love Tony Mancino and the reason why he's got to stay around in some capacity. He's a baseball guy.
He's a lifer.
He's a baseball. Listen, you need the guys. You need the baseball geeks. You need the numbers guys. To sit here and act like you don't is you don't go one way either side. All baseball people, all numbers people, either one of those equal disaster. You have to have a mixture of both, and both sides have to respect one another. Tony Mancino is a baseball guy who respects the numbers. You know, he doesn't live and die by them, as you see, since he took over. He doesn't live and die by the numbers, but he does respect the numbers, and the numbers play a part in his decision making. That's who you need.
That's also why I don't think he's here unless they make that run. And we talked about this before. It's like getting the interim job is a great opportunity for someone, but usually if you don't make a run and get the extension, mm-hmm. you're getting fired because some guy does not want another person around that had the player's ears the year before. And then all of a sudden that talk starts if things go awry or, hey, coach, you know, Skip said this, Skip said that.
Yeah.
You know, like, and we've talked about it because that's one of the reasons why Rick Dempsey wasn't around being one of the coaches with the team is because he wanted to be the manager. Well, anybody can slice it any way they want. He wanted to manage his team.
Yeah. I don't think there's no secret about that. Well, maybe there is a secret about that outside, but the conversation we always heard.
He's clear about that. Yeah.
But here's the thing, and this is my idiot theory. I said, told you guys this before, and I have no inside knowledge of this. This is my theory. I think John Mabry is the next manager of this team.
I said that a couple times now. Sure you don't have inside info?
No, I just think he's the next manager of this team. And if he is the next manager of this team, I think Tony Mancino has a chance of staying.
Okay.
Because I think the amount of respect that Mancino expresses for Mancino, I mean, Mabry,
mm-hmm.
I think he could get in line and get back in his lane as the third base coach. There are many infield coaches in baseball better than Tony Mancino.
Yeah.
There aren't many. So that alone, if he's not your third base coach, that's fine. He's an outstanding third base coach, but he's even better infield coach. I think if Mabry takes over the post as the manager, then you leave room for Mancino to stay on as a third base coach, infield coach.
See, I think if you bring somebody else in that he's cleaning house. Because that's every manager that comes in wants to pick his coaching staff. We've talked about it before.
Pretty much, yeah.
It's been weird when a manager gets hired before the GM, and it's like you're not even allowing a GM to pick who they want to manage this team. I definitely think that's happening. The one thing I'd want to know about Mabry is like how analytical is he? Because the next manager of this team is going to be analytical.
The next manager of this team is going to be a mixture of both.
Okay. I think he's got to respect the numbers because it's a numbers organization. And again, like I go back to this. This is one of the things that really pisses me off when people talk about analytics. There is something of being too analytical.
There's something of being non-analytical enough.
Yeah. I'd rather be too analytical because what is it doing? The information is telling you you're moving forward with the best percentage chance possible with what you're doing. That being said, the people that bitch about analytics, like, oh, they keep talking about hard hit rate. He just hit it right at somebody. Well, that person is standing there because of analytics. Look at the guys in the field where they start moving. It's like, oh, man, you see some guy hugging the line. You're like, why the hell is he hugging the line so much? And all of a sudden, here comes a right-handed bat, ball off the end of the bat, down the line, and he makes the catch instead of it being a double.
Let me ask you a question. What was the selling? What did they sell us about Mabry when they hired him?
What? I don't remember.
He's a baseball guy. He's a baseball guy. He's a baseball guy. He's a baseball guy. I think that is going to be the message moving forward. And that message is not extinguishing, putting a fire out of analytics. I don't think that's what it is. I think this organization is going to come to a mixture of both.
Mm-hmm.
I think moving forward, you're going to have what I just said, those baseball guys who respect analytics and those analytical guys who respect the decisions of the baseball guys. I don't know if enough of that exists before, but I think moving forward, it'll be an emphasis to do so. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Ken McCusick joins us at 8 o'clock. But on the other side, we want to hear from you. Tony Mancino has guided the Birds to a winning record since late May, despite even more injuries. If the team keeps up their winning ways, through the rest of the season should he be the team's manager for 2026? 410-583-1057, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
7:32 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Tony Mancelino took over this job in late May. He's led the team to a 500 record. Despite the injuries that the team has had all year long, you all noticed some things that you like about the team that they do, and I mean you all are listeners, that you like. What has Tony Mancelino have to do for you, to convince you that he is the manager moving forward in 2026? When I'm not asking you about the front office or anybody like that because you can't determine for them. I mean, you, the fan. What does he have to do to convince you that he is the manager moving forward? Let's go out to Edgewood and get Lou. What's up, Lou?
Hey, good morning, guys. I like the guy. I think he's okay. I mean, he hasn't done anything to say I'm not the guy. He seems to handle the pitching staff a little better than Hyde, in my opinion. I don't know what you guys' opinion with that is, but I like the way he handles the pitching staff a little bit better than the way Hyde did.
I don't see much of a difference.
I don't either.
Can you say why, though?
Yeah, give me an example.
Yeah.
Okay, like, for instance, like Trevor Rogers, right? You would think, like, they would be a little hesitant because the way he was when they first brought him up, they sent him down to the minors to work on his stuff, and they didn't seem like they gave him a pitch count. Like when they brought him in the game, they just like they threw him out there. And he pitched 6-7 innings. You get what I mean?
That's because he's pitching well.
Like, he was stretched out too.
Yeah, and also that's because I mean that's he was pitching well. I mean, when guys are pitching well, you typically stay in the game long.
But even still, he pulled him at 88 pitches in his last start, which is fine. I was waiting for some people to call in and go, "Why'd they pull him?" I don't see any difference. The only issue is if Brandon Hyde put somebody in and they screwed up, then all of a sudden everybody was going to lose their minds. Like, oh, he's a he doesn't know what he's doing with his bullpen. And that goes back to we don't know who's available. What was the deal with – was it Dominguez this weekend?
Mm-hmm.
Or was it Soto that had the back issue? And they
Soto, I think.
Yeah. So
Dominguez pitched the last game.
Yeah, but I think that he came back from that.
Okay.
I thought it was Dominguez. But whatever. Like, we're not privy to that information. There might be people at home going, man, why isn't Dominguez in the game or whoever? And you don't know that stuff. It's one of the things I learned when we interviewed Buck Showalter, and he was talking about – you know, just how to handle the bullpen and who's ready, who's available. Those are big issues sometimes. But I don't see any difference in how he's handled the bullpen to how Mancelino has.
I don't either, personally.
410-583-1057 is the number. Chris in New Jersey. What's going on, Chris?
Ron, it's been a while. How you guys doing? Kamish, how you doing?
Doing all right.
Jeremy, hope you're doing all right.
Thanks, man.
I appreciate the talk about the analytics a lot. My only comment on that is Isn't the leading reason the complaint about Brandon Hyde, him getting fired, was over-reliance on the analytics?
I mean, I don't think that's the case. I think the team just played poorly. He was manager of the year.
I think with the left-right stuff.
But that's not – that's
criticism. I'm not saying it's correct.
Chris, define over-reliance of that. Help me out on that.
I mean, he would – he would constantly make changes in the batting order based on the next round of teams he was playing. The defensive switching all the time, the defensive positioning all the time, and
they don't do that now. They don't do that now.
They do, Rob. But I definitely think it's toned down a little bit, and I definitely think Mancelino kind of took a lesson from Hyde and doesn't want to.
Let me. Can I throw this out to you, Chris? Maybe the lesson learned was above Mancelino. Maybe that's what the lesson learned
was.
Because, I mean, you look at the lineup. One day you have Laureano batting second. Another day you have him batting sixth. Another day. So you still have that left, right, that switching in there. People keep saying they no longer do these things. They do. The only two people that don't move in the lineup are Jackson Holliday and Gunnar Henderson. Everybody else moves in the lineup.
And by the way, Mancelino was sitting down Jackson against some lefties until he's like...
when he first took over. Exactly.
Because we bitched about it. Like, why... We just had a weekend where a couple of guys had, you know, even Kobe Mayo has that great weekend, and he sits down two games in a row, and you're going, what the hell are you doing? This is something that drives me insane when we put managers under the microscope, because people that bitch about the left-right thing, every manager does that.
Yeah.
There's a reason why lefties hit worse against lefties.
They've been doing it forever. Yes. It's not new either.
He started Dylan Carlson because DeGrom was pitching.
Yeah.
He wanted a left-handed in the lineup. What sense does it make to start Dylan Carlson? They still do it. And again, I'm not speaking against him being the manager. It's just when you compare the two and saying he no longer does these things, I disagree.
Yeah, I just feel like...
These are organizational decisions.
It's all about results. And people all of a sudden, if the results are happening, then he's doing a great job.
Right.
You know, Brandon Hyde didn't forget how to manage after two seasons and winning manager of the year and being a runner-up in the other one. Then all of a sudden, it's like he was doing the same things then that he was doing this year. The one thing that happened this year was injuries galore.
Greg and Dundalk. What's up, Greg?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How are you this morning?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. You know, I was a huge Brandon Hyde fan, and I thought the way that the Orioles were playing, something had to happen. Unfortunately, it had to be Hyde that left the building.
Oh, but yeah. It makes sense.
I really like Mancelino, and I think he knows his stuff, but I don't think he's got what it takes to lead the team moving forward. I mean, I'll compare it to this. You know, we had Trent Dilfer led this team to a Super Bowl back in the day, and the Ravens left him sitting in Disney World celebrating, came back to Baltimore without him, moving on. So that's the way I look at it.
Thanks a lot, Greg. Let's go to Pasadena and get John. What's up, John?
Good morning, Rob, Jerry. Great topic as always. Hope you guys are doing well.
Okay. Yeah. Good morning to you too, by the way.
Ed's back.
Absolutely. Sorry. Hey, man.
What's on your mind?
Not today. It's a great start to my day. We're good. What I was looking at is, I'm not even looking at the field. The biggest thing to me is, with all the injuries, there was this perfect storm of letting I go, and now all of a sudden Mancelino's coming in, and everybody's becoming healthy, and he's playing with a whole new deck of cards compared to what Hyde had. Yes, I think you had some people starting to get playing better, but the efficiency on the field is kind of a little better. But when you listen to him talk at the end of the game, there's not this fire, there's not this energy or excitement. It almost lulls you to sleep. And I think he's doing a good job for what he's working with. But at the same time, I think you're going to need somebody with a lot more energy with these younger guys in a clubhouse. That's about it, gentlemen.
Can I ask you a question? Well, he's gone. You ever hear a post-game press conference from Bruce Bochy?
It might be the most boring human being ever.
How many World Series wins did he have?
Three, right?
Yeah.
Is it three or four? He's got three. Two with the Giants, one with the Rangers?
I mean, it's no. Dusty Baker told great stories, but how much energy was in that press conference? How much?
Dusty was very like.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Dusty told great stories. He did. But
toothpick in his mouth.
Yeah.
Sitting back.
But his energy just ain't. What? Why do we want the rah-rah all the time, man? Why is that? I don't understand that.
I don't get a lot of things, but there's so many people that are just results-driven. What's the difference when Brandon Hyde was here and when Mancelino's here? Charlie Morton was the worst pitcher in baseball. Charlie Morton looks like one of the best pitchers in baseball. Trevor Rogers has had the best start since Mancelino's taken over. And granted, Eflin was pitching better when we had... Brandon Hyde here, but at the same extent, like,
for the injury,
all those injuries, and you start to get guys back and they start to win some games. And by no means is anybody telling you they're the best team in baseball or they're going to make this great run, but you got to admit they've been better because they're healthy.
Healthier. Yeah. Let's get Kevin in Ellicott City. What's up, Kevin?
What's good, fellas? Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So I'm with y'all. You know, when Hyder, when the Orioles were losing, nobody was saying nothing about the man anyway, right? I think for Tony Mancelino, you know, look, he took a job that was offered to him. I think he's kind of playing with house money. And just like I always say about the offense of the Orioles themselves, can you make this work when it counts, if we ever get back to when it counts? But he's doing a good job.
I think he's doing an outstanding job. Yeah, I do. I think he's doing an outstanding job. I do. I think he's taking over for a manager that had the pulse of the clubhouse. He's jumping and he's carved his own niche. He's not trying to be Brandon Hyde. He's being himself, and I think he's doing a hell of a job at doing that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.